The next patient is Phyllis Huguenin. The last name is Huguenin. Clinical case of a 79-year-old white male that is followed in the practice because of the presence of hyperkalemia and CKD stage 3B. The patient has a potassium that is 4.1. The hyperkalemia is most likely associated to the fact that she has CLL. She's following the diet, and she has been able to control the potassium. The serum creatinine is 1.4. The estimated GFR is 36, and there is no evidence of proteinuria, period. Number two, the patient has CLL with a white blood cell count of 123,000. That is followed by the Dr. Castillo, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O in Altamonte Springs. My recommendation is to let him know the results of this test and let him advise her what the next step is going to be. Following number, the patient used to have edema in the lower extremities that have been improved after a low sodium diet and a fluid restriction. Following number, hypothyroidism after treatment for Hashimoto's thyroiditis. The T3, T4, and TSH are within normal range. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. The patient is taking a combination of famotidine and pantoprazole because she cannot stay without the pantoprazole because of the severe reflux. Following number, the patient is complaining of the right paralumbar pain. It goes down to the right parapelvic area that is associated to movements. In that regard, the patient is advised to go to the primary care. Physical therapy is just one recommendation at changing the mattress for a mattress that has better support in the back. We spend 7 minutes reviewing the blood work, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.